1073.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is Miss Janet Goldwater. She is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. Good morning, Janice. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's such a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
All right. Well, for people who aren't familiar with Adoptions Together, can you give us a little history on the organization, what exactly it is that you do, and just your mission in general?
Absolutely. Adoptions Together is about family. It's about providing opportunities for every child in our community who needs safety and stability to have the opportunity to be raised in a family of their own. I started the agency in 1990, so we just have finished celebrating our 25th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. It was really amazing. And what was the most amazing thing was looking back over the last 25 years at the probably 6,000 children whose lives we've impacted through services. And so it's been incredible. We work with brand new born infants. We work with women who are pregnant and contemplating the option of adoption for their children. We provide counseling and support and resources for them and either help them to get settled raising their children themselves or make an adoption plan for their child. We work with children that are in foster care, older youth. You know, within our community, there's actually thousands of children who reside in foster care, and particularly, it's shocking, most people don't know that across the United States, there's more than 100,000 children who are living in foster care and need someone to adopt them. Over the years, Adoptions Together has done international adoption of kids from Eastern Europe, Asia, Latin America, and at the same time, we provide a broad base of services to keep families strong. And what that means is we provide specialized counseling services that help children who have experienced trauma early in life or children that have issues related to who am I, where do I fit in the world, you know, children who question and wonder about any aspect of their lives. We take a very family focus here at Adoptions Together because we believe that family is the core and the strength of where children grow and become healthy individuals and functional members of the community. Adoptions Together, we are licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. So we have four offices. We have one in Herndon, one in Northeast D.C., one in Calverton, and one in Baltimore County. And we are available 24/7 to support those children and families who need us.
Wow, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Miss Janice Goldwater, the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. And this year, they are celebrating their 25 years in existence. Congratulations again. Now, when we talk about adoption, what are some of the stigmas and biggest misconceptions that people have regarding the adoption process?
You know, some of the biggest misconceptions that people have about the adoption process is, first, that there are not children who need to be adopted. Second, that adoption is ridiculously difficult. Third, that it can be difficult to love a child not born to you. Fourth, that for parents who are unable to raise their children themselves, that adoption is giving up. And I think that those four misconceptions really underlie a lot of what paralyzes people and results in them not considering the option of adoption. You know, in fact, with the birth parents that we work with, what many of them don't know is that we do many fully open adoptions where, you know, in the old days when somebody made an adoption plan for their child, they went and they signed some paperwork and their child disappeared and they never heard another thing about them again until, if they were lucky, when they grew up, they reached out and made contact with them. Well, today it's very different. Today, birth and adoptive parents meet each other. They keep in contact with each other. We have all degrees of openness, everything from exchanging letters and pictures over the years to, you know, actually getting together for Easter and for Christmas and becoming like extended family. You know, one thing when people think about that, you know, if we think about the different roles that we have, we can never replace the emotional role of being a mother or a father. You know, we have many people that love us in our lives. We have grandparents, aunts, uncles. There can never be too many people to love, nurture, and support a child. When an open adoption happens, the birth parents are giving up the right to be the everyday emotional parent, and the adoptive parents become the everyday primary parent. So it's not like, oh, somebody else is just watching my child. It's somebody else will be the primary parents of the child. And like an auntie or a grandma or an extended close family friend, families stay connected. Another thing is that, you know, the whole idea is, can an adoptive parent love a child who is not born to them? And we see it over and over again, extreme love, connection, commitment that parents face. And I can tell you personally, I have three children born to me, and when my oldest was going off to college, we thought, oh, we've got a little more room in this family. So my husband and I adopted our youngest child, who was 10 at the time. Yeah. And I can tell you that I so deeply love all four of my children, and it's the quality and quantity of love that I feel for my child who became my child through adoption is no less than my children that were born to me. And I see that over and over again with the families that we work with.
Wow, that is awesome. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Miss Janice Goldwater. She is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together, and we're talking about the organization and the wonderful things that they're doing in the community, bringing families together. Now, we talked about some of the misconceptions that people have regarding the adoption process. Now, your family, you adopted a 10-year-old. Now, is there a different process when you're adopting an older child versus a newborn, or do people have a preference, or what have you noticed in your 25 years?
One of the things that I've noticed in my 25 years of running Adoptions Together is that more and more people have learned about those older youth who are waiting for parents and are coming forth. And so we have a program here at Adoptions Together where we find parents, not only just our babies, but for older kids that are in foster care, both locally and around the country. Recently, we finalized the adoption of an 18-year-old boy, and that was just incredible. We have kids, you know, the value and importance of family does not go away throughout our lifetime. And people think, well, she's 16, she's 18, she's 21. She doesn't need a family. Yes, she does. Every one of us needs to be connected to a permanent family of our own as we go through life. So we have found that children who have learned that the world is not a safe place, that adults are not predictable, you know, children who have been removed from their first families because of abuse or neglect, they develop some coping mechanisms that help them to survive and be alive, and, you know, sometimes can make it a little bit challenging when they first come into their new families. So at Adoptions Together, we provide counseling support, we provide parent coaching, we provide educational information, and we work with each family to help give them the resources and the tools to be successful with the kids that they're raising. You know, you take a child and, you know, we adults turn their world upside down over and over again, and then we say, okay, it's all fine now. Forget about all those things that happened to you before. You're safe. Everything's good. Well, we know that it's not that easy. So the supportive piece is just really, really critical to the success of these kids and families. And we've had many, many successes of kids who have been adopted at an older age who just are so thankful that they have a family of their own. We had a young man, and having his adoption finalized before he walked across the stage from graduation was so important for him. You know, knowing that he was adopted by a single dad, and we have many single parents that come forward to adopt. We have many same-sex couples that come forward to adopt. We have many heterosexual traditional families that come forward to adopt. We have parents who have already raised kids, like the case of my husband and I. We had one in middle school, one in high school, and one in college. And so we adopted just, we wanted to get a child a little bit younger than our youngest child. But we have empty nesters who come back and say, we could do this. You know, we are interested in adopting a teen. And it's really those teens who so desperately need parents. And that's who across the country and in our region are sitting in foster care desperately waiting for somebody to claim them as their own.
This is awesome what your organization is doing. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Miss Janice Goldwater. She is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. Now, we've been talking about the various aspects of adoption. Now, I know there is a difference between adopting a child from public foster care versus private adoption agency services. And can you explain that and what the difference is, if there is any?
Yeah, absolutely. In some ways, there's similarities, and in many ways, there's differences. For all adoptions, families get trained. Families have an adoption home study done. And that is something that, whether you live in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, you're going to have a home study that's done by an agency that's licensed in your jurisdiction. For public agency adoption, people often get their home study done and work with the Department of Social Services, or in D.C., it's called Child and Family Services, within the jurisdiction that you live in. So if you're in Prince George's, you would go to Prince George's Department of Social Services, you know, et cetera. Most all parents who come and say, we want to be a resource for a child, become pre-adoptive foster parents. And so what they do is that they provide foster care for children. So when a child comes into foster care, the first thing that the state tries to do is to get that child back to its first family. In the best case scenario, adults can be counseled and served and whatever their problem is that led to their children having to come into care in the first place, you know, they can be helped and their children can come home. So when somebody works as a foster parent for a local Department of Social Services, their job is to love, care for, and nurture that child, you know, while their future is being settled. And so majority of children who come into foster care do go back to their first families or some member of an extended family. For those parents who are not able to successfully bring their children home in a safe way, then those children are able to be adopted. So the biggest difference is that families who work in that system need to be able to say, I will love and nurture this child through whatever he or she needs for a period of time and know that my role is to be their safe haven and their support. If a family comes to Adoptions Together or another licensed nonprofit child placement agency, we have a program that just focuses on those children who need to be adopted, those older children in state care who need to be adopted. So we work in partnership with the local jurisdictions and other social service agencies across the country that have these kids in care who need to be adopted.
That clears it up. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line is Miss Janice Goldwater. She is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. Now, we've been talking a lot about the different services that your organization offers, especially the difference between public foster care versus private adoption agencies. Now, we may have people who are listening who have thought about adopting, not really sure about what goes on, not sure if do they need to be married, do they need to have a big house, do they need to make a certain income. Who is eligible to adopt a child, and what are the qualifications that adoption services such as Adoptions Together look for, and what is the first step?
That's such an excellent question, and that's probably what many people who are listening are wondering about. Might I be an option for a child?
Right.
Might I have the capacity to be a resource for a child? What we look for are emotionally healthy, stable adults who have the capacity to love, care for, and commit to a child. People don't have to be rich. They do have to be able to pay their bills and be able to have the stable financial income to be able to raise a child. They don't have to be a homeowner. They can be single, they can be married, they can be in a committed relationship. We like there to be somewhere between 45 or so years max between parents and children, although there is some flexibility around that. You know, we do see parents of all ages coming forward. We had a couple in their early 60s adopt a teenager recently. At the lower end, we generally don't see too many families, individuals or couples who are less than 25 years, although that's not a regulation. It's just something that we've observed. Most of the families that we work with at Adoptions Together are from Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, and all of them begin the process by visiting our website at adoptionstogether.org. Many come to one of our free monthly information meetings, which are held at our offices in Prince George's, Baltimore, and Northern Virginia. Some learn about it through resources, as I said, on our website. Some come in for an individual consultation because they want to learn more about it. And many people begin the process just by going on the internet and reading about adoption.
That's a good way. If you are listening and you'd like to find out more information about the adoption process, you can go to the website, as you said. And your website address again is?
It's www.adoptionstogether.org. And I like to think about when I named the agency, I named it Adoptions Together because I thought we are working together with parents to build families. We're working together with birth parents, with adoptive parents to create safety, security, and the future for children.
Awesome. And you're celebrating 25 years. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Miss Janice Goldwater. She is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. And we talked a lot about adoptions. We talked about someone who wants to adopt, you know, the process for someone who is interested in thinking about adopting a child. But what would you say to someone who is listening who may be pregnant and considering adoption, but they're not sure? What would you say to that person?
I would say the same thing. I would say information is power, and adoption can be a wonderful option for somebody when they find themselves in a position that they're unable to give their child personally what they feel he or she deserves and needs. So they can pick up the phone and call. We answer our phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We always have an adoption counselor available to speak with somebody who's considering the option of adoption for their child. We have a live chat feature on our website. You know, sometimes when people first find out they're pregnant or they're 7, 8, we even have people after they've given birth who call us, and they're scared and they're overwhelmed and they heard so many myths and correct information and misinformation about adoption. And being able to get to an ethical organization where their needs matter is just so incredibly important. And knowing that, you know, that you're not alone. We have all kinds of parents who utilize our adoption services. People often think it's just teenagers who find themselves pregnant at the wrong time. The truth is, sometimes we serve teenagers, not very often. More often we serve women in their 20s and 30s who may already be parenting children, maybe a first pregnancy. More often than not, it's a second, third, fourth, fifth pregnancy, and they recognize the immense responsibility of raising a child and just feel like this is not something that they can do. We work with intact couples. We work with women who have had a relationship with somebody that they are not able to make contact with, or they don't know where he is. We work with people who may not know who the father of their baby is. So it really goes the whole range and realm. I think our most senior birth mother was 46, you know, had already raised a child and found herself pregnant at that time in her life and just thought, I can't do this. This is not right for me in my life and for my child. So she made an adoption plan for her daughter. So, you know, being pregnant at the wrong time for anybody whose reproductive system is functioning in a way that allows them to reproduce, right, it can happen to anybody.
Wow. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Miss Janice Goldwater. She is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together. And if you're listening and you'd like to find out more information about the adoption process, or you're just curious and you want to find out about the different services that are available, you can go to their website. And your website address again?
It's www.adoptionstogether.org.
All right. And speaking of doing a lot of things for the community and just bringing people together, you have a big event that's coming up on Saturday, April 9th. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. As I said, we're very family focused. Adoption is a one-time life event with lifelong implications. We provide counseling, we provide support, and we provide community. My favorite events that we have is a kids conference. Once a year, we bring families together to both celebrate adoption and learn more about it. So this April 9th, Saturday, April 9th at 9 a.m. at the Lowell School on Kalamea Road in D.C., we're having a program called Mosaic, The Art of Family. And we're bringing together adoptive families. So that means parents and children. We're bringing together adults who are interested in understanding more about what it's like to be an adoptive parent, what it's like to grow up being adopted, you know, what it's like to be a birth parent whose child has been adopted. So throughout the day, we're going to have a curriculum for adults and a curriculum for children. So we will have probably 75 children who were adopted and their corresponding parents for a full day of programming. And I think for me, my favorite part of the day is when I welcome everybody and I say, how many of you go to school? And everybody raises their hand. You know, how many of you like to eat ice cream? And they raise their hand. And the little ones are like, me, me, me. And then I say, how many of you were adopted? And they all raise their hand and their eyes get really wide. Their eyes get really wide because they are so used to being the only ones, you know, or one of a very few children who have been adopted. And that immediately, oh my goodness, it's like an electric spark goes through the room and it's just so fabulous. And that kicks off a day of exploration. And we're using, I don't know if you've ever seen that Kung Fu Panda 3 movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in that movie, there's a lot of reference to adoption, of birth family, of adoptive family. There's that yearning that many children feel. There's the feeling of rejection sometimes that adoptive parents feel. How do we talk about that? We'll have a fabulous guest speaker, a woman named Angela Tucker, who was adopted herself. And it's going to be just a fabulous day.
Wow, it sounds fabulous. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line is Miss Janice Goldwater. She is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together, and we're talking about their upcoming event taking place on Saturday, April 9th, Mosaic, the Art of Family 2016 Kids Conference. And also on the line right now, we have joining us the marketing director for Mosaic, the Art of Family Kids Conference, Keith Tate. Hello, Keith. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. And Janice, she's laid out the plan on what's going on Saturday, April 9th, and you're the marketing director. So from a marketing aspect, what would you like to let everyone know?
Well, Coco, thank you first for inviting us. The event is really, really going to just highlight those individuals that really are just the fabric of the community. And a lot of times when you hear about adoption, you don't really appropriately sign any names or faces, but okay, here's a few names I wonder if you've heard of before. Faith Hill, Dante Culpepper, Bill Clinton, all of them are adoptees. And then, of course, you have those adoptive parents, Sheryl Crow, Tom Cruise, and, you know, Nicole Kidman. We know them. Greg Louganis. I mean, it just goes on with all of these celebrities that are a part of the community of adoption. And I don't know if you've heard of a gentleman by the name of Jack Diamond.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Well, he is a very celebrated adoptee individual that we are so proud of. So this event is going to culminate to show everyone that this is an opportunity for people to learn more about the process and also about the family process, more importantly. One thing that I'm super excited about, Janice was very good at giving information during the course of the day. But I tell you what, when we go into our family fun time, it is going to be incredible. We are now booked to have Chuck E. Cheese, who's going to be there. We're booked to have all of these individuals that are going to be super excited. We have Batman's and the Superman characters going to be there. We moonbounce the event in the evening for the family fun and friends time is absolutely free to the individuals that want to come out and just share a couple of hours of networking and just having good times with your kids and just come on out and get more information about the adoption process.
Oh, wow. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Miss Janice Goldwater. She is the founder and executive director of Adoptions Together, and also on the line is a marketing director for Mosaic, the Art of Family Kids Conference, which is taking place on Saturday, April 9th with Adoptions Together, Keith Tate. And I want to thank you both for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. We've learned so much about adoption, and everyone, please mark your calendar Saturday, April 9th. And Janice, if people would like to find out more information, is there a website?
Absolutely. Yeah, they could either call us at 301-439-2900, or they can come to our website at www.adoptionstogether.org.
Okay, all right. Well, everyone, mark that on your calendar, Saturday, April 9th. Keith Tate, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us on DMV Spotlight. And Ms. Janice Goldwater, I'd like to thank you for just being here and sharing all the information about Adoptions Together. Congratulations on the 25-year anniversary.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You really appreciate it.
All right. And if there's one thing, Janice, that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about adoptions in general, what would that be?
The thing that I would like families to think about is the critical importance of family, and just to know that what we do matters. What each listener does matters. You know, love your family. Reach out. Connect. Appreciate. Appreciate life. Appreciate connection. And if you have room in your family, consider adopting. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to share yourself, your resources with another human being. Adoption works, and consider it.
All right, and if they'd like to find out more information about adoptions, they can go to your website, and your website address again is?
www.adoptionstogether.org.
All right, well, thank you so much, Janice and Keith, for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, and that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and as always, if you're part of a wonderful organization doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.